After 15 years of intensive study of the calendar developed by the ancient Mayan civilization, Carl Johan Colomon is convinced it is prophetic, with a message for our modern times. But he does not give credence to the notion that their calendar wheel foretells an end to the world on December 21st of 2012.
I look upon it as just a fluke. It means absolutely nothing. It's something Hollywood has been using, and it has no meaning. I think the December 21 date has no value. It means absolutely nothing.
Colomon is a trained researcher and a former University of Washington professor of environmental science. He has come to see a cosmic pattern embedded within the Mayan calendar, more about that in a moment, but says it is not what drives it, because they developed that calendar before the Mayans began to study the stars.
The Maya already had their 260-day sacred calendar when they started to make observations of the celestial bodies. And they were really interested in how these cycles of the skies related to the calendar that they already had.
The large carved stone disks that have survived down through the centuries may be the best-known visible representations of the Mayan chronology, but Colomon says they give an incorrect impression that their calendar, like most others on Earth, was cyclical. Well, in fact, he says, it is linear.
Mayan calendar has some aspects that you might call cyclical. For instance, the 260-day sacred calendar round, that is a cycle that repeats itself time after time endlessly. But the most important calendars, which are the nine waves, are really describing directed processes of evolution, which are linear, pointing to this culmination of the processes that I have identified as October 28 of 2011.
No, that's not the end of the world either. But it does represent, Colomon says, a culmination of the nine successively shorter ages of human history. He calls them waves, which are summarized and foretold in the ancient timeline.
And all of these different waves will, at October 28, 2011, come to a completion. And this is what's described in the ancient Mayan inscription that basically says that nine different waves that have been driving evolution of all aspects of the cosmos will at that point in time manifest.
This translates, in Colomon's analysis, into a new era of what he calls unity consciousness. So far from being the end of the world, it's a new beginning.
It is also the opening for a world which is in many ways much, much better, much more harmonious, peaceful, and so forth than our current world.
Carl Colomon was among the speakers over the weekend at the Harmony Festival in Santa Rosa. He'll be giving a longer presentation about the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar tomorrow night in the Sebastopol Masonic Center, 7 to 10 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.